Please take your Bibles and let's turn to Psalm 103. The title says a Psalm of David, and yet the context there's no context to indicate any particular situation to pinpoint a time or a circumstance for the composition of this psalm. One of the nice things about this particular psalm is it focuses again on the Lord, in particular the Lord's grace. He says in verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then it goes down through. By the way, if I come to the hospital and pray with you before a surgery or something like that, and I read the scripture, this is usually the one that I'll read. The first several, not necessarily the whole psalm, but up down through probably about verse six. And it's a great psalm to indicate the Lord cares. The Lord knows, the Lord cares, the Lord is able. And we are to bless the name of the Lord, because as we saw last week, he is worthy. We'll be talking about that again a little bit this morning in the morning service. But we bless the Lord because of his holy name. And then it says in verse 2, "and forget not all his benefits." It is easy for us to grow complacent, and we complain if we don't get what we think is our due. we get so used to the Lord providing certain things that when we don't have them, instead of recognizing the fact that, boy, the Lord really did bless me in the past, instead of recognizing that, people have a tendency to complain. But he starts out in verse 3 with, "Forgiveth all thine iniquities." And that's the chief thing. That's the thing we need to focus on. That's salvation. That's certainty of everlasting life. And so the focus there is on the forgiveness aspect of it, because this is what establishes a relationship with God in the first place. And the next one, it says, "who healeth all thy diseases," which is why I will use that in a hospital setting. But at the same time, the focus on the psalm is not on the healing of the body. As we look at the prayer request, and I understand we deal with the issues of the body, and we are just overwhelmed with temporal things. We've got illness. We've got so-and-so that's wrestling with this, and so-and-so that's having surgery, and so-and-so, and we pray for healing because we don't like pain. We don't like the limitations that these things give us. And yet at the same time, one of the things we need to do is we pray for these things, especially when we're dealing with, either we're dealing with lost folks, or people that are strong believers. We've got a great opportunity there. So as we deal with funerals, as we deal with hospitals, these are opportunities. We need to seize the opportunity. I've been praying for a long time for opportunity with Eddie Glaze on Wednesday to go in there to pray with him beforehand. And he's going to be laid up doing almost nothing for months afterward. And I'm pray that they'll be willing, he and his wife be willing to have a Bible study. She's, working, evenings. We could do it during the day after she gets up, do it in the afternoon or something. Pray for opportunity. Pray that there would be a willingness on their part, and pray for boldness on my part to see the opportunity, to know the opportune moment that's the hardest thing for me. The opportune moment. Because here we're in a catch-22. I don't want to offend, so I delay. But if I keep delaying, I'm never going to do what I need to do. So do I risk offense in asking? Well, I think you're better off asking and offending than not asking at all. So just pray for that opportunity. But the Lord heals. But the focus is on the forgiveness aspect, because this flesh is going to go away. And yet salvation is going to give us everlasting life in a flesh that never will deteriorate or decay. Verse 4, "who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Lord does all kinds of wonderful things in our lives. We look at temporal benefits, things we enjoy. My wife enjoys experiences. She enjoys the intangibles. For her, going to a concert or just sitting someplace on a beach and staring off into the surf, that's right up here. Me, I like tangibles. I want to go and look at something, and I like museums. I like zoos. And my wife kind of rolls her eyes at these things because my son and I operate the same way. He and I can go. It doesn't matter how big the zoo is. Doesn't matter how big the museum is. We can knock it off in about 3 hours because we see it, we recognize, we digest, we take the picture, file it away, go to the next thing. And she'll go to the zoo and just sit there for an hour staring at the sea otters. We'll meet you here, hon. Okay. Different perspective, not necessarily right or wrong. But God gives us all kinds of, I bring that up because God gives us all kinds of things in this life to enjoy. And some of them are free. I love, in the summertime, stepping out onto my front porch and turning just slightly to the left, and I can see, we're going to have a great, that spruce tree's gone. We're going to have that great view. We grow so used to the things that we get to see and enjoy for free. You know, the food we eat, the all these different things, God gives us all these wonderful things to enjoy. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Some great food, you know. I too much enjoy eating. When my daughter was home for Christmas, I think she was home for 3 weeks, and I think we went out twice during the course of the holidays because she's a culinary arts major, and we are her more than willing guinea pigs. And we were spoiled rotten while she was home. Honey, when are you getting out of school? When are you coming home? All kinds of wonderful things that God gives us to enjoy. And so we really need to recognize and give thanks to God for all his benefits. We focused last Sunday morning in dealing with the fact that we are to praise God and worship God because of who he is. But from our very finite perspective, and we see it often in the scripture, I mean, it isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing to remember to give thanks to God for all of his benefits. And when Leo says, do we have any praises? And I'm running through my head, did I have a particularly good opportunity to talk to so-and-so? Or I'm thinking to myself, I could think about wonderful time I had doing this. And I'm very, very ADD. For me to sit down and do anything for 30 minutes straight without interruption is a major undertaking. And I had a great week this week of being able to sit down with some fairly deep books and read them for hours at a time. What a blessing. What a blessing to gather this good material and to avoid mental distractions and so on. The Lord was good to help me focus on this. I probably read, 600, 700, 800 pages this past week. Just a ton of material. And, thank the Lord for that ability. That's very unusual for me. I'm a slow reader and I just have to, and I do it in bits. And this was great. Thank the Lord for opportunities, for the great and wonderful things that he does. And we see the list. He pardons, he heals, he redeems, he crowns, he satisfies. All kinds of things to thank the Lord for. And then in that next section, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've been at this for 12 minutes because we had a long prayer time. And I'm going to cut it off here because if I start, I won't have time to finish the next section. So let's remember to thank the Lord for all of his benefits. And also to recognize that when we're going through trials, when we're going through difficulties, physically and otherwise, to look at these as, again, ministry opportunities and enablers. I don't know if you're like me. I will miss the opportunity, or I'll say or do so, I'll bungle it, and just pray that we will focus on the opportunity. that God gives us through these things. As we're going through a trial, instead of focusing on the woes of me, what can I do with the situation that I'm in to see what God is going to do? And so sometimes God takes away one and we get very frustrated. And what is God going to do with this? I have a friend who pastors in Utah, of all places, and he's got a he's in Maryvale, Utah, in southern Utah. About 10% of the town goes to his church. And they had a side ministry called Eagle's Nest. And they had a great thing going. They had a number of young people going through, the troubled young people. And when they left, they had job training, and they're serving the Lord. They got saved, and they're serving the Lord someplace. And over a period of about 18 months, that thing just withered up and went away. They lost people they didn't have enough workers to keep the thing going, and they didn't have enough young people coming in. And so now he's got this, you know, building here. And he's what am I going to do now? We put so much effort and time into this. Now it did some great things, but now I've got this thing. And what are we going to do with this? And I, one of the things I pray for these, may they find that the Lord did this to give them an opportunity to do something else that they were unaware of. And very often that's what God does. You don't usually have total dead ends with the things of the Lord. He opens up another door, and it isn't always where you expect it to be. So keep an eye on those things. God surrounds us with benefits. May we see them and give him praise for them. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your goodness day by day. Father, thank you for the salvation we have in Christ. Thank you for your healing power. And Father, thank you for all the wonderful things that you give us during the course of our days. Father, for the experiences, the beauty, the fellowship, all of your supply. And Father, even when we're experiencing maybe even financial hardships in this country, financial hardships means hardly anything compared to what most folks are dealing with. Father, we have a super abundance of amazing things. And Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your provision. Father, may we recognize the hand of God in all these things. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen.